Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Asia's Fire Fest. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
So this is the story of how Nicki Minaj flew all the way to China for a scam. Even celebrities fall prey to elaborate, ornate scams. Now, at this point last year, maybe a little bit more than a year ago, we were talking a lot about Firefest, the two documentaries. That was about a year ago or so. And how fascinating they were, how captivating.
And there was two different docs. Hulu had one and Netflix had one. So they were kind of similar, but definitely different. You got a really complete picture out of both.
Yeah, definitely. And it was incredible. I think we both devoured any information on it. I had not heard about this. This took place in 2018, which is around the same timeline too. But I also think culturally it was a little bit different. Obviously, a lot of things that happen in Asia are not on our American radars for whatever reason. But I just found this out. So Nicki Minaj was scheduled to perform at an event called the Jakarta Warehouse Project Festival in Shanghai on November 18th, 2018. There is a Jakarta Warehouse Project. It's real. It's been happening since 2010. The actual Jakarta Warehouse Project is an annual dance festival in Indonesia. You guessed it. It's one of the biggest music festivals in Asia and has very reputable acts. It had Avicii, Calvin Harris, David Guetta. Is that how you say
Yeah,
it?
Sure.
I'm young and very hip. Zedd, Skrillex, The Weeknd. It's a big, reputable festival.
Everyone's EDMing around.
That's right. Exactly. There's a lot of glowing lights.
Yes.
It's good for me.
They're taking a lot of Advil.
You
drinking
don't
a lot
go
of Diet
to bed
Coke.
At 9. Exactly. Exactly. Are there cigarettes involved? I'm not having it. The Jakarta Warehouse Project Festival in Shanghai was billed as a Chinese spinoff to the popular festival, and Nicki Minaj was hired to headline the fest playing a 90-minute set. Very exciting. Minaj and her entourage arrived in Shanghai and traveled to the venue, but never made it on stage. A crowd of around 1,000 fans who paid up to 3,000 yuan, which is about $600 for their tickets, not including some people who, the cost to come see her from different parts of Asia, all that stuff. And those are the VIP members. They reportedly waited 2 hours for Minaj, but were told by the organizers that she refused to perform. So they're putting this also on her. She has just gotten there. She doesn't know what's happening. A video posted by disappointed fans on Chinese social media showed an event organizer encouraging the audience to chant Minaj's name so she would maybe come on stage.
Guilt her, I'm sure.
Exactly. So they're chanting there. They've been waiting for 2 hours.
Extorting her.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. Rumors were circulating that she was late, irresponsible, whatever, all types of things. Another video from the event showed a guy who was maybe Minaj's manager saying there were sound issues and those were to blame, and trying to calm everyone down, saying that don't worry, she'll be out here. Anyway, she never performed. Fans were told that they were going to get their money back, that they were going to get compensated. They never did. And apparently some people did perform, but they were like very small, like small potatoes.
It was like Ghost Town Podcast doing an episode. Yeah,
headlining Ghost Town Podcast, headlining Ghost Town Podcast, headlining Ghost Town Podcast. My favorite Ghost Town Podcast.
Yeah, and then Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. The whole thing was a total scam. So what happened? Ismaya Group, the Indonesian company that runs the Jakarta warehouse project, had been planning to put on an event in China in November. So they were planning on doing it. And they set up all these social media, and they set up a website called DWP China. Then the account started posting, but it wasn't them. Like, someone had infiltrated their social media, and by doing so, decided to create their own spinoff fest in the guise of this actual fest.
And it had the credibility of whatever the clout the DWP China had.
Yeah, so it kind of worked in reverse order too. And this is exactly how Firefest worked too, where it's like social media first, substance never, great. But they set up the social media, then they were like, I guess we need something to promote in the social media to like get people's money. So they actually got Nicki Minaj and started promoting her, and then eventually she, I don't know what the payment was exchange. I find it hard to believe that she got really paid beforehand. I don't really know how that stuff works. But the concert was completely unauthorized in China, according to a statement from the original fest that appeared on its website days before the event. On Twitter and Facebook, the original actual Jakarta Warehouse Project warned, "Beware of fake ticket sellers. We have received many reports on fraud. As we want to have you at DWP19, hashtag, please only buy tickets from our official website or official ticketing partners as listed on our website. Don't waste your money on a gamble. Better be safe than sorry." So this went back onto the social media that was originally scamming them, which created this whole other like, well, what is, like, are you the scammers? Are you the actual concert? Who's to say? Chaos erupted. Then it surfaced that the company that organized the scammy Shanghai show, Yitai Huiying, a Chengdu-based event company, claimed they were actually authorized to use the social media and the fest branding. The company shared what they said was a legal notice that gave them the right to use DWP's trademark. But some people were like, this notice is forged. Like, still staying strong, trying to affiliate. They also pinned the blame on Minaj for the no-show. Minaj failed to arrive on time, which severely delayed the show. After she arrived, she still refused to perform despite fans clamored for her and organizers negotiated with her for 2 hours, the company said. It said it strongly condemns Minaj's behavior and will give the fans a refund, though again, no refund ever happened. I tried to look up the site. There is absolutely nothing on the on Hitai Haoying. Sorry, I really am butchering that name, but it's probably a fake name anyway because I can't find anything on it. Nicki Minaj vaguely addressed the issue, telling her real fans in Shanghai and China that she loves them and that she'll be back with a better partner. Staying diplomatic, staying out of it, but she did, I'm sure she felt pretty bad.
I mean, she's a professional. I'm assuming based, I mean, who? So you're basically asking who you're going to believe, Nicki mm-hmm. Minaj, who has a professional business that she's been doing mm-hmm. and still doing. Mm-hmm. And unless there's a history of Nicki Minaj not showing up, mm-hmm. you're choosing to believe either Nicki Minaj or this group that is kind of hijacking other social media. Mm-hmm. I wonder if, you know, whatever, I wonder if it was like, okay, cool. Can we get like the, you know, upfront money or whatever it is? Like, oh, we don't have that. And she's like, well, I'm not performing. And they're like, well, we're going to guilt you into doing it. And we're mm-hmm. going to say that you're not whatever. And I'm sure she just, you know, probably wants her money.
Yeah. Or maybe does she have a weirder style of being booked? And they went to a bunch of different people and the people were like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. But Nicki Minaj's people were like, yeah, okay. I don't know.
She showed up and I'm sure it was something. I'm sure it wasn't like the wrong bottled water. Mm-hmm. That's what we would do. I want cold tap water.
Why is there no grilled cheese sandwiches in styrofoam?
That's the word, styrofoam. I'll tell you what.
I guess I said it weird.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you if you go to patreon.com/ghosttownpod,
mm-hmm.
those episodes will show up.
They will show up. They will demand things. They will be there in time, but they will be drunk monsters.
Yes.
I'm just letting you know. Get your earbuds ready.
And everyone's a VIP.
Everyone's a VIP. When everyone's a VIP, nobody's a VIP.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.